In this week's parasha, we read where an angel comes to inform Avraham Avinu of the good news that his wife Sarah, who was 90 years old and barren, will give birth. Shoiv ashev alecha ke'ez chaya. I will return to you next year this time. V'hine bein l'Sarah ishtecha. Next year Pesach, Sarah will give birth to a baby boy. And Sarah overheard this conversation. V'titzchak Sarah. And Sarah laughed. She says, this can't possibly happen. V'adoy nizaken. My husband is no youngster. He's almost 100 years old. Hashem confronts Avram about his wife. Lama zet tzachka Sarah? Why did Sarah laugh? Hayipalam Hashem davar? Is there anything Hashem can't do? I can do the impossible. So let's understand the timeline here. When exactly did Sarah laugh? So the Chum Sofer cites a Marsha who says that the Malach originally came to Avram on Pesach to tell him the good news. And it was at that time, on Pesach, that Sarah laughed when she overheard this message. A year later, on Pesach, as promised, Yitzchak was born. And when did Hashem communicate to Avram that Sarah laughed? Says the Marsha, that took place on the Sukkot in between. So to review, the Malach told Avram the good news on Pesach, and that's when Sarah laughed. 6 months later on Sukkot, Hashem confronted Avram and he asked him, why did Sarah laugh? And the following Pesach is when Sarah gave birth. Ask the Chasam Sofer, if Sarah laughed at the Malach's message on Pesach, why did Hashem wait until Sukkot a full 6 months later to ask Avram, Lama zeh tzachka Sarah? Why not ask him right away on Pesach? And he says something truly incredible. Only someone as great as the Chasam Sofer can say this. The reason Hashem waited until Sukkot to tell Avram that Sarah laughed is because had Hashem told Avram right away on Pesach that Sarah laughed, it would have been Lashon Hara. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not speak Lashon Hara. Therefore, Hashem waited to tell Avram that Sarah laughed on Sukkot. And that was after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur had passed, and Sarah had the opportunity to do tshuva. And not just ordinary tshuva, tshuva mahava. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as we know, is the time for tshuva out of fear, when willful sins turn into inadvertent sins. But when Sukkot comes around, it is Man Simchuseinu. It's the time of tshuva mahava, where all aveiros turn into mitzvahs. So now at this point, Hashem was able to tell Avram, Lama zeh tzachka Sarah, because now it's not a sin anymore. On the contrary, the fact that Sarah laughed has now changed into a zchus. And Hashem was proud to tell Avram of the additional mitzvahs of his wife Sarah. What a beautiful idea from the Chasam Sofer. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to pay him a compliment and inform him about what an incredible wife he has. Hashem is teaching us the importance of giving compliments to your spouse. Let them know how much you respect them, how important they are in your life. The story is told about the previous vision Sereb of Bnei Barak, the Yeshuas Moshe, known affectionately around the world as Reb Moshele of Vizhnitz. His Friday night tish was legendary. It attracted tens of thousands of people from all different types of backgrounds. They set up tall bleachers so that everyone would be able to get a glimpse of this tzaddik. And as is the custom, thousands of chassidim ate from his shiraim, his leftovers, during the tish every week. The Dvar Torah, the singing, the dancing, just watching the Rebbe's every move, it was rabbinic royalty. It was the highlight of everyone's week. An observer once described the scene as taking a page out of the proceedings of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rebbe was like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. If you were ever zoichet to witness the tish, it's something that you'll remember for the rest of your life. When the vision to Rebbe's wife passed away, his Rebbetzin, while sitting shiva, they asked him, Rebbe, what is it that you will most miss about losing your Rebbetzin? And he said something incredible. Every Friday night when I came home from the tish, she told me, ah, as a sheina tish, you conducted such a beautiful tish tonight. As a herrliche tish is this gevein. Those compliments are what I'm going to miss most about losing my Rebbetzin. It was not the companionship, not the meals together, sharing, reminiscing, no, her compliments. What a lesson. A person could be the greatest, most popular leader around, have thousands of followers, be on top of the world, people all over the globe admiring him and vying for his attention. But what he needs most is a compliment from his wife, validation from his spouse. More than any other person in the world, your rav, your boss, your wealthy, influential friends, everybody needs to feel that they are valued and looked up to by their spouse. So keep the compliments coming. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.